When President Trump assembled his cabinet and David Shulkin was named Secretary of Veterans Affairs, it was considered a sound move and was widely praised on both sides of the aisle. He was confirmed in the Senate with a unanimous vote in favor of his appointment. But the honeymoon ended earlier this summer when an Inspector General report about his spending on a trip to Europe came out. Shulkin said it was the annual Five Allies Conference and he followed all the advice of ethics officers on expenditures. But in the end, it was a black eye for Shulkin and it signaled the end of his VA career. He gave several interviews saying he felt spied on and undermined within the agency. Here he is speaking on NPR's Morning Edition this morning about it.
In the last few months, it really has changed, not from Congress, but from these internal political appointees that were trying to politicize VA and trying to make sure that our progress stopped. And it's been a very difficult environment.
And joining us now to talk about Shulkin's firing for a few minutes is Dan Caldwell, Executive Director of Concerned Veterans for America. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so Shulkin had previously been the Undersecretary for the VA, so he understood the agency, has a background like that. Ultimately, were you surprised that the president's personal physician was nominated as the new director? And do you think new leadership was needed from a practical level?
Yeah, unfortunately, in the past few weeks, you know, I've come to believe that a change needed to be made at the VA. I just listened to what Secretary Shulkin was saying, and quite frankly, what he was saying was absurd. At the end of the day, he made some very bad decisions. He had some ethical lapses, and he did not own those mistakes and instead chose to create this narrative that he was under attack and that, you know, there were people out to get him and frankly, tinfoil hat stuff that just does not match reality. The reality is he chose to take a trip to Europe of questionable, you know, with a questionable business purpose. His chief of staff altered emails to, in effect, mislead ethics officials about the purpose of the trip. He took improper tickets to Wimbledon, which is, you know, an improper gift, which is a big deal for government officials. And instead of saying, look, I made a mistake, I'm reimbursing the government, he tried to say he did nothing wrong. And, proceeded to declare war on people in his own department, and it turned into a huge distraction, a lot of drama, and really undermined the work that he had done the previous year, which was generally commendable.
Right, right. So couldn't the argument be made, though, that at least he was consistent, even if this trip to Europe did become a distraction? It's the administration that's the distraction. They just changed course kind of mid-river here.
No, from the beginning, President Trump has been clear about this is my reform agenda, this is where I want to go. And, you know, ultimately, Secretary Shulkin made it clear that he was on board with that. And it was only recently when all this ethical stuff started to come up is when he started to say, oh, you know, I'm not on board with this and there's people out to get me, is that he's basically using this conflict as a distraction away from his own mistakes. And that's been incredibly disappointing to us, you know, a group that had been supportive of the secretary and supportive of what, you know, we thought he was trying to do. And at the end of the day, he is ultimately responsible for his departure. He could have prevented it had he just owned this and moved on at the beginning of it.
Dan, let me close you out with this one. This could be the old cliche of the perfect is the enemy of the good. And no question, I mean, Shulkin, as you're saying, he made mistakes. You wanted him to own up to them. But is there a concern that you're going to have someone next who's not as potentially knowledgeable or effective, whether or not there are ethical questions about him? Some cynic would say, well, that's politics.
Well, I'm open to listening to what Admiral Jackson has to say. He has a very commendable service record, and he deserves full and fair consideration. This is a agency, the VA, that has had a lot of ethical issues over the years, and you need somebody that can be trusted and to do the right thing. And unfortunately, with Secretary Shulkin, it became apparent that he couldn't be trusted to do the right thing. You know, being in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm from, we all know from several years ago the impact on veterans when you have officials at the VA that aren't living up to high ethical standards and who aren't doing the right thing, and that's what's important here.
Dan Caldwell, Executive Director of Concerned Veterans for America. Dan, thanks for the time today.
Thank you for having me on.